The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Mill Spouse Matters, the podcast dedicated to encouraging military spouses. I'm Jen McDonald, and I was a military spouse for nearly 30 years until my husband's retirement. I'm also now the mom of an active duty son, a longtime writer for the military spouse world, and the author of the book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse. I created this podcast to bring you inspiration as you navigate your own military life, which can be amazing while also challenging. Whether you're dealing with a move, deployment, raising military kids, keeping your military marriage strong, or employment issues, we're going to talk about it. Military spouses, we're only stronger together. My goal is to bring you realistic hope and support for your own Mill Spouse journey. So hello and welcome to episode 45. I am so glad to be back with you after the summer break that went into fall. And that's okay, because I think we're all just kind of trying to figure out what our lives look like this year. So I'm so glad to be back with you guys. I've had a lot of time to think about where the show is going, guests and topics, and I've gotten a lot of feedback from you guys. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But first of all, I just want to say thank you for listening. You are why I do what I do. And I love the notes. I love the feedback. I love the comments, not just on the podcast apps, but like on Instagram, hearing from you guys and also connecting with you in a more personal way and seeing how you're doing. So a couple of quick updates, I hope. What's happening this season? I am doing my level best to put out an episode every week, and some weeks are going to have more than one. So that means they will be a little bit shorter episodes more often. That is something I heard from you guys that you wanted. I was doing every couple of weeks. So we are going to try it. And we had started that way back when I first started the show in 2018. And we're going to try it again. On that note, also, the show is 2 years old. Woohoo! Hard to believe. Here we are. We started in 2018 and the show has just grown and grown. Thousands of downloads. And I really, really appreciate you guys listening and sharing the show with other people who could also get something out of it. So some of the upcoming topics, really excited about our guests and some of the topics this fall. We will be talking about back to school with military kids and some great tips for navigating the new normal of virtual school and hybrid schooling, or some of you are homeschooling for the first time. We will be having some financial tips for families. I know a lot of you have lost your job. I've heard from many of you are furloughed or completely lost your job. And then we're going to have a younger spouse series and a mentor spouse series, all phases of military life, as well as a National Guard spouse, and so, so much more. So if you're interested in being a guest, I am pretty full for this fall and winter, but do reach out to me. You can go to millspousematters.com and click on the tab to find out more about being a guest. Just a reminder, you can find all the show notes, anything I talk about in the show, as well as the complete show archive at millspousematters.com. Any resources mentioned, I will always link them in the show notes. So you just need to go to millspousematters.com, click on the podcast tab and find it all. And if you love the podcast, please subscribe so you don't miss an episode, whatever player or app you're using. We are now also on Amazon Music. Just found that out, I think, yesterday. So we're on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, or what you call Apple Podcasts, Amazon, lots of different places you can find us. And please share the show with anybody that you might think could get some use out of it or enjoy it. And of course, I always appreciate a 5-star rating and review. And I am going to give a couple of shout outs real quick to listeners who have left reviews. So if you leave a review, really, I can see them easily on the Apple Podcasts app, and Stitcher. And I will read those out. So here's from Marty Y20. He or she says, I love this podcast. Thank you so much. And then Anna, total raver. Love it. She said, I just wanted to drop a quick thank you for this podcast. I'm a new military spouse, and it's been very helpful to listen to your podcast and get some guidance. So thank you for that. On Stitcher, CL says, inspiring stories. Jen brings mil spouses from a range of experiences and backgrounds. Each story is told with class, humor, and love. Definitely my go-to podcast when I need something uplifting in my day. Thank you so much for that. I really, really appreciate the kind words. If you're in the San Antonio area, check out Grace Rebecca Photography, an intimate wedding, elopement, and portrait photographer based near San Antonio, Texas. For a unique photo experience, connect with Grace. She's an experienced photographer who will collaborate with you to ensure you're getting the photos you desire. She will capture those special moments that show who you really are as a person and help you freeze a memory or capture the true feelings in your photos. Be watching for her special on Christmas mini sessions coming soon. Learn more at GraceRebeccaPhotography.com. That's GraceRebekah Photography. And check out her portfolio of work or take a look at her Instagram at GraceRebeccaPhoto. Do you know about Military by Owner? Military by Owner understands the challenges of military relocation. MilitaryByOwner.com is a national leader of online real estate advertising to the military community. Finding and advertising a home on Military by Owner is easy. Setup is done online. You simply create an account and then choose the ad package that best fits your needs. This can be done by the homeowner, real estate agent, or property manager. When selling or renting your home, the goal is to get it seen by as many people as possible. And if you're looking for a home to rent or buy near a military base, you can do a search by base, city, and more. Military by Owner is proven and dependable. They are veteran and military family owned and operated. They also offer free resources like videos, ebooks, articles, and blog posts for military families on numerous topics, including home buying and selling, relocation, becoming a landlord, home financing, and more. Be sure to also check out Military by Owner's base-specific guides. Learn more at MilitaryByOwner.com. So on today's show, I will be joined in a little bit by my friend Tara Howes, and we're going to be talking about some strategies to take care of yourself during this crazy time of still going through the pandemic. As I record this, a lot of places are still in different levels of being locked down or quarantined, and I think we're all feeling a little lonely and just still not back to normal. So we're going to be talking about some ways you can take care of yourself, even when you have a house full. So that will be coming in just a minute. But in the meantime, I put a shout out on my Instagram. Make sure and follow me at Milspouse Matters on Instagram. That's really where I do a lot of engagement with listeners, and you can ask questions and just kind of see what's going on with me. And I did a listener Q&A on there and asked you guys for your questions. So I am going to go through a few of these. The last time I did this was on episode 25. So if you want to learn more about me, you can go back to episode 25. So it's been a little while since we've done one of these. So here we go. Here are some questions from you all. The first one is from Sarah Clippy says, what was your favorite part about living in Germany? So we were stationed in Germany from 2008 to 2010, which I keep thinking it wasn't that long ago. That's, you know, it's over a decade ago. And the thing about us living in Germany was my oldest was a senior in high school at the time. And then my husband was deployed for the second year we were there. And we went through a little bit of trying to decide if we should just come back to the States and then join up with him because it was a new assignment because he was going in for a year to stand up an Air Force wing in Afghanistan. And we decided to just stay put because even though we'd only been there a year, you know, my kids were all school age, they had connections, and it just made sense. And so that's not what you're asking, but just to kind of give you a little backdrop of our time in Germany was very short. It was only for 2 years. And I feel like because of my husband leaving, we knew our time there was short and we tried to make the most out of it. So one thing I really did, and I hope they still offer them, was through the USO, did a lot of tours. And it was just easy for me to sign up for, let's go to Switzerland. Let's go to, well, we went to all kinds of places, you know, neighboring countries, and did it with a tour and could just hop on a bus and have them kind of handle all the details. And we could go sightsee and just kind of immerse ourselves in a day or more than a day. We went to, also did a trip to Rome and set that up through the USO. So my answer about my favorite part of living in Germany was absolutely the travel, because it is so easy. Now, like right now, obviously, you know, there's restrictions, but if once that lifts, if you are living there, you need to go and see and just kind of get past some of the fear of, for my thing is the language barrier. And then also not knowing how things work necessarily. So if you can maybe dip your toes in the water through a tour, that will help you get comfortable with it. And then we did a lot more exploring on our own. One thing I'll say is we got to a point with our kids where we had gone on so many trips and done so much sightseeing. We would be driving down the road and we'd go, "Hey kids, look over there." And they'd go, "Oh, look, another castle." And they just got used to, that was kind of normal for them to just see all this stuff as we're driving past it. So that, the food, yeah, we loved it. So Carissa Abrams asked, as an active duty family stationed in a civilian area, how do you find your jam? And I totally get this. I'll say, even if you are living on base, it's so important to connect with the civilians. And there have been a couple assignments where all of my best friends were actually not military spouses, but civilian spouses. So for me, I have a little saying, it's, and I've probably said it before, as long as I can find a church, hairdresser, and a dentist, I'm good. And so that little saying means, as long as I can find a place to practice my faith, church, as long as I can find some place for self-care, whatever that looks like for you. For me, it was finding somebody to cut my hair. You know, it could be somebody with your nails or whatever, feeling a little bit connected. And then as long as I could find medical care. And so once I had those three things kind of down, the rest will fall into place. Because if I am connecting with self-care, whether it's like through a workout group or getting your hair done or your faith community, that was really important to me to find a small group or some kind of thing to plug into. So I think it's just getting out there. Every place looks different. Some places it's so much easier to find that if you're near a city with more resources versus more remote, but you can find it. And even in remote locations, you can find something to be involved in. And those will be the people that will be your best friends. And again, you know, all of this is with the disclaimer that I know we're not in normal times. You know, it's a little harder to connect, but maybe get on a virtual like newcomers group or spouses group and connect that way. Another question was, what is something we don't know about you? Well, there's probably a lot. I feel like I am a pretty open book on the podcast. Okay, this is kind of silly, but I am a reality TV junkie and I am not even ashamed to say it. So when my husband, the last 10 years of his career, he really was traveling TDY or deployed more than he was home. But one thing we would do was I would DVR whatever show, Survivor. Oh my gosh, we've watched so many. I'm trying to think what else. Like the Gordon Ramsay cooking shows, all that kind of thing. I'd record it and then we'd watch it together. So it kind of just became our thing. And we have carried that on. Right now, we're in the middle of watching past seasons of the show Alone. I like reality TV. And I'm also watching Selling Sunset, which, I little disclaimer, it can be a little racy. So it's about real estate agents in LA selling luxury homes, which is not my life at all. So it's a little bit of an escape. So that's probably something you don't know about me. And next question is, what is your favorite Bible verse? And I do believe I talked about this on a past episode, but it's Proverbs 3:5-6. And it's kind of our family's verse. And it's basically, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. And that's just something that has proven to be true for us, regardless of what we've been going through. If we just trust God and don't demand to know the next steps, it all works out. That is my favorite Bible verse, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Speaking of Bible verses, there'll be more information to come, but we are putting together some deployment scripture cards that will be available for download pretty soon. My daughter, who is an amazing artist, is helping me put those together. So that's kind of cool. Wieza said, did you ever experience deployment extensions and how did you handle it? So I did not personally experience a long extension, and I had my friend Tara, who's going to be on with me. We discussed that. So keep listening and you'll hear the answer to that question. Kelly Miller says, my husband left today for both of our first deployment. The sadness is coming in waves, but it feels like it's going to last forever. We have a 6-year-old and a 4-month-old. Any advice for a first timer? And I will just say, I had numerous questions about deployment. I have several episodes about deployment. Just go back and look through the archive. I will put links in the bio to those because I talk about marriage during deployment, reintegration, helping your kids through deployment. And I will also be talking about this on an upcoming episode as well. I also have a free 5-day deployment devotional on my site, MillSpouseMatters.com. Just go grab that because that's written for you. But in the meantime, please hang in there and just know that you're not alone. This first bit of the deployment is sad, and it does feel like it's going to last forever. And just kind of let yourself sit there and process that for a little bit. Give yourself some grace and time to work through all those emotions in the first weeks. And then I would just say, especially because you have little kids, you know, you do have to at some point, you have to pick up and move on because you have to take care of them. I know that. And it's, you want to just be sad and then you have these little ones to take care of. So I would say give yourself a limit sometimes. Like if you're, okay, I'm going to cry. And then now I have to get up and do this other next thing. And that sounds really trite and easy. And I'm not saying that it is at all. I totally get it. Tara and I will be talking about that a little bit. But the most important thing I would say is don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. Take care of your children. Take care of you. I hope you have some good local support. But if you're looking for more, I do have a Facebook group for Christian military spouses. And then the seasoned spouse also has a really active deployment support Facebook group. So hang in there. It's a Military Life said, hi, how did you get started with podcasting? I love listening in. Thank you for that. And Zora Galka also said, how did you get started with your podcast and growth? So I won't take too long with this, but just a quick answer. I was actually going to be under another show a couple of years ago, and that ended up not coming to fruition. They stopped producing. So I had it on my heart to do this, but I did not really know how to put it together. So my friend Lana Simmons, who I was co-hosting the Reinventing Midlife podcast with, and Tara was also co-hosting that with me. They helped me get set up. And honestly, if you're a podcaster and you need somebody, you need to connect with them and I can hook you up. So really, I honestly thought, okay, I'll just do it and see. I'll put out like 12 episodes and see. And it really has kind of grown exponentially. I've been surprised, pleasantly surprised. And as long as it's something that you all get something out of, I'll keep doing it. Loving Life More blog said, what was your favorite duty station and why? Well, you know, that answer that everybody says, every station was my favorite. And I don't feel that way. I think there were some that were more favorite than others for various reasons or just depending on what was going on in our lives. I absolutely loved being stationed in Hawaii. It's one of those places that just the beauty of it, as far as scenery goes, just kind of seeps into your soul. I was raised in New Mexico near the mountains. It's a beautiful landscape where I grew up. And I had never felt about a location that love of the area, the scenery, everything until we lived in Hawaii. So that's a big thing. And the people were so friendly. And we like to be outdoors. So it really worked out well for us. And I also love Germany as well. And then we've retired back in San Antonio. So apparently we liked the San Antonio area too. Mama in the Galaxy says, would love to know things that helped your kids get through deployments. So I will link to a couple of things that I've written about this, but I would just say my big thing is talking to them, letting them talk to you, letting them express themselves. If they need somebody else to talk to, getting that set up. There are books that you can use with kids, just depending on their ages. Keeping your sense of humor and trying to kind of build in fun, because it can just be a really sad time. And it's important to try to have a light heart when you can, because you can't live like that for months and months just being sad all the time. Back on episode 23, Judy Davis came on and had some great tips and strategies for helping kids cope with the stresses of military life, including deployments. And it's not just geared towards younger kids, and it's different strategies with middle schoolers and high schoolers. So I would really encourage you to go back and listen to that one. And then on episode 24, I believe, yes, Renee Walker came on to talk about her book for young military children, the Going Through a Parent's Deployment. And we talked about some strategies for that age as well. So I hope that helps. One last question is, how do we cope being so far away from family? We're in Guam from Mangold Manor. And another listener said, Manuela Potter said, their biggest issue is family being far away during the pandemic and social distancing equals loneliness. I just would tell you, there are a lot of people in the same boat. We're kind of all feeling isolated, aren't we? And that's why things like this and even connecting on social media are so important. As far as living in Guam, when we were stationed there, I totally get it. You are not going to probably be seeing your family much. And for us, when we were stationed there, we had four little kids. We just could not make that trip back to the US in the 2 years that we were there. So you just get creative. I think the beautiful thing about overseas locations is that you really kind of become so close-knit and family to each other. It's just such an amazing experience. And nowadays you have FaceTime and you stay connected with your family that's far off. If it's your first duty station, I feel for you, because I totally get it. My first duty station was across the United States and we were young and just couldn't afford to travel a lot. And it was a huge transition. And so I would just encourage you to stay connected how you can and look for the bright side and try to explore your area if you can at all. So that's it for now. If you have more questions, send them to me and I will answer them on future episodes. And let's move on to my talk with Tara Howes, where we're going to be talking about ways to take care of yourself and your family during this time of COVID and quarantine. And welcome to this part of the episode where I am being joined by my friend, Tara Howes. And you may remember her from episode 29, where we were talking about ideas for making friends. She was also on episode 33, which was one of my favorite episodes, the military love stories, the way we met. And way back on episode 1, she was the first person on my podcast talking about her story and moving back and forth from overseas. So Tara is basically your ride or die. She will literally do anything. If you call her up and say, do you want to come on the podcast? She's like, sure. And the other thing I love about her is that she just has such a heart for military spouses, because she was one for many years. And I'll tell you a little bit more about her. She is a retired Army spouse. Tara, I don't remember how many years your husband was in.
He did 26 and we were married for 25 of those, I think. Is that real?
She's a seasoned spouse for sure. The mom of four, and you may remember her as the co-host of My Military Life Radio. So she was the co-host on there. Over the years of her husband's Army career, she was involved in supporting military families in lots of different ways. She was a parent trainer for the Military Child Education Coalition, an Army Community Service Master Trainer, an Army family team building instructor, and volunteered for PWOC, the FRG, and more. She currently lives in Arizona with her husband, Dino, and their four kids. Did I miss anything?
I sound so lazy now compared to what I used to do.
It's like a throwback. Like, did I really do all that stuff?
Like, wow, that's right. I was a busy person. What was I thinking? Oh, well.
I think when you're young and your kids are young, you just kind of get used to the go, go, go. And
yeah.
Well, we're going to be talking about some ideas for military spouses during this crazy time. But before we get to that, I had one of the listener Q&As that I didn't really have personal experience with. And I know Tara might have some insight on this. So it's from Instagram, Weeza or Weeza, and she said, do you have any experience with a deployment extension? And if so, how did you get through it? And so Tara and I were kind of talking about this before we started recording, and I did have dates change, but never something where they're like, oh yeah, we're going to stay in there for three more months. So I don't know, Tara, what do you have to add to that? We can talk about like kind of our thoughts on, you know, if a deployment does get extended.
I haven't had any deployments of his extended for a particular amount of time where they came back and said, you know, it's for 3 or 6 more months. I remember my sister-in-law did have that where they took everything off the ships and stuff. But man.
And then had to go back.
Yeah, that's rough. I mean, I think it's probably, it's hard for the families. It's hard for the families, but it's got to be so hard for the service member.
I'm sure.
I am the worst person for deployments. I never did the countdowns or the paper chains for the children or the marbles. I never did that, A, because I have ADD and I never remember. I don't have any follow through. B, because our very first deployment, everything did change and it's heartbreaking when you expect them to come home. And for kids, I feel like it's even worse. You know, I would just, even though I would just stick to my girls in the unit probably as support because they're going through the same thing. And if nobody else has gone through it, they might minimize your how you're feeling about it, you know, and it's probably the worst feeling ever. I don't know, but I can imagine it's just the worst, you know?
Yeah. Well, dates are so changeable. Yeah.
Right. Well, the military in itself is unstable dates.
Right. Well, and that's, I never pin my hopes on a return date or even week because it we have had it change. Now, not by, you know, they're staying in the desert for another however many months. It was like a week or something. But it's for me, I just felt like my kids were, when you know, they were still growing up and younger. I did not want to give them a specific date because then they're going to turn around and look at you like, why is my dad not home or, you know, mom or whatever your spouse is. I think you and I kind of agree like the some of the conventional wisdom of do the countdown jars, do these things. I don't really recommend that.
I really don't either. I don't either.
It's, you know, maybe a time frame or maybe as it's getting closer, but just figure out a different way to mark the time.
Yeah, maybe depending on their ages as well, maybe.
True.
Because I can tell my teenagers he's supposed to come home in December sometime. That's what we used to do. Right. Sometime in December. I don't know. Like, would it be awesome before Christmas? Is that going to happen? Probably not. You know what I mean? So, but when they were younger, I don't really think I told them anything. We're just like, we just prayed for daddy. And we had clocks. The one thing we did do, we had a little section with clocks about like where he was. So they knew what time it was, where he was, and pictures and stuff. We did that kind of thing, but I did not do the countdown.
I think the thing that is important is to remember, like you said, connect with other people that are going through it. If it happens, it's futile to try to change it. You can't change it. You just have to, it's that point of acceptance and
give yourself a time. I think give yourself a time to like, I'm going to give myself, I do this with my kids. Give yourself like a day, 2 days, whatever you need. Probably
to be mad,
to be super upset about it.
Yeah.
And then wash your face and keep going. Cause that's all we can do.
That's so true. So end of episode. There's your advice for all of it. That's all you can. So true.
Wash your face and go to work. Volunteering at the million things you do.
Well, that's a good segue, almost like you knew. So today we're going to be talking about this crazy time. Like, you know, I think, like you said, military life is so changeable. You never really feel in control. And I have been getting a lot of notes from spouses that their biggest issue right now is they've either their move got delayed or they got stuck in limbo. So they were like in lodging longer than they thought they would be.
Can you imagine?
Or they just, well, I mean, yeah, we've done that.
But I mean, like I just can't imagine getting
it. It's like the unknown.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Well, or they get somewhere and they're brand new and you don't have the normal connections and their spouse deploys. And so just all the crazy stuff with kids with, you know, you're working from home and maybe your kids are still home or they're doing a hybrid school. Or, you know, everything is so nuts right now. I thought Tara would be a great person to come on and talk about some strategies for taking care of yourself and kind of getting through this time because it's such a different time.
You're so funny to think that because you haven't seen how much weight I've gained during COVID. So if you had, you might not have asked me to come on this podcast today.
That's a strategy, right?
That's a strategy. Snacking is a strategy. It's always a good strategy.
Well, I'll tell you this real quick. I wrote an article recently for Military by Owner, and it was about PCS moves during COVID. People shared their experiences. So I'm going to read you this one little part. Another writer gave me this quote. Her name is Christy Adams, and she said they had just moved from Germany to Alaska. And she said, one difference during this PCS move has been the isolation. There are no welcome wagons, base meet and greets, spouses luncheons, or newcomer orientations. I finally went on one, a newcomer's orientation that will be done via Zoom. But from my experience, that has been the extent of it. And she said, spouses without children have to actively try harder to plug in and find a community. That might mean looking for new hobbies or Facebook groups to join and link up. Hiring might be difficult. So like if you're trying to work, they might not be hiring. And then she goes on and she says, there aren't many opportunities to just stumble across new friends like normal. So spouses have to actively seek out new connections, and that may be virtually for a while. And I think that's kind of where a lot of people are. So
I want to tell everybody who's upset, who's not military, about COVID right now and like, welcome to military life.
I know.
You just don't know. And that's how we live our lives all the time. But at least we have friends.
It's like the military spouses have been doing this way before now, but you don't want to sound like dismissive, but kind of. Some truth to it.
But what stinks now is like you have the uneasy and the uncertainty, but you don't have the friends if you move.
Yeah.
And that's what keeps you going through all of that. Military spouses are the most supportive, amazing people.
That's
and
true.
Right now it's just hard to find them or to connect with them if you're new, especially. So it's a rough time.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to try to give you a few tips to maybe help you through this time. These are kind of our ideas, and so I'll just throw them out there, and then we'll kind of give our personal take on it. So I think that would be a perfect one to start with, is finding connections. So there are a lot of virtual events, and that may not be your cup of tea, but that may be all there is right now.
Yeah.
I think Milk Spouse Fest is doing all virtual events this fall. So what do you think about virtual events, Tara?
I like them. You got to get on the Zooms. All of those things, sign up for them.
Yeah.
They could be a waste of time, but what if they're not? What if you meet one person who you see rolling their eyes in the corner of the Zoom and you're like, that's my girl. And you PM, private message her in that chat and be like, hey, you look like you're annoyed as much as I am. You want to have a virtual coffee date. You know what I mean? Like just put yourself, we do it all the time. Ladies or gentlemen, you guys are putting yourselves out there all the time to make friends. Mm-hmm. We are the people who know how to do this. So don't forget that. You are queens and kings of making friends.
And it's just going to look different right now.
It is going to just be different, but you still got to try. But I say in the Zooms, I've done it in virtual classes that I'm taking. I see the people who I think have the same attitude problem. And I'm like, that's my friend. And so then I just PM them.
Or if you're a different type of personality, if the person that's smiling and engaged.
If they seem super happy about being there, that's your friend. And different classes, different Zooms are going to have your interactions different. The chatty ones, that's who I always gravitate towards as well.
That's funny.
So, but they know how to do this. This is your life. You guys know how to do this. You just have to think about it differently.
And there are newcomers orientations that are online. And I think that was one of our biggest frustrations when we were leaving the military, is they would have these great events and all this information for spouses and they wouldn't come. It was always a challenge to get people to come. And so you may be like reluctant to do it virtually even more than in person, but maybe this is a good segue, because if you aren't comfortable with other people, you know, just to sit and listen to a call or get on a newcomer's briefing, that could be, you know, a little stepping stone for you to get more comfortable with actual events.
And but if
take,
you hate
take
it,
take advantage of those. Absolutely.
Right. Open your window, put the laptop in front of the window for some good lighting, and turn on your camera.
Yeah.
That's the hardest part. Honestly, that's a horrifying.
As we're both on audio only right now.
Yeah, I will. I'll send Jen a picture of what I look like right now, and she can post it on her Instagram. It's not cute, but I'll send it.
It's real life. It's real life. Well, so that's a good one. So get creative about making connections.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think one of the most important ones, and this is a hard one because if your spouse is deployed, there's been studies done about the stress of a pandemic, like the actual physical toll it's taking on people.
Right.
So when you have a house full of people and like your kids are homeschooling or virtual schooling, you've never done that before, and maybe you're trying to also work and you're just surrounded, how do you take a break? first of all, give yourself permission to take a break. But secondly, right. some ideas for taking a break. Like we all hear that, take a break. And it's like, I can't take a bubble bath with a glass of champagne. Like that's not real life, you know, if you have a bunch of little kids. So what are some other ways we can maybe do that?
Okay. So I was thinking about it because in Jen and I's life right now, we could leave the house for as long as we want.
Yeah. Because our kids are old.
We could leave for hours. Do you know what I mean? The only person looking for us would be our husbands. So, and maybe not them. It depends on how busy they are. So, but I remember with little kids and just even going to the bathroom was a challenge. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about it and I was like, if you just have to go outside in the backyard when people are napping, mm-hmm. I mean, oh my gosh, just get some fresh air. I was having the worst day yesterday. And I swear I went outside. I felt immediately better.
Yeah.
Being outside, just getting out of the house.
I'm all about getting fresh air every day. I'll even take my dog for a walk in the rain because he has to walk. He's the type of dog that we have to walk him. And I do walk him year round. So some mornings I don't feel like it. I'd rather sit with my coffee for another half an hour. And I'm like, well, I have to get outside to take him. And I'm always glad I did. But yeah, I think outdoors is a good thing.
But like if you have a ton of kids and kids are on Zooms and they can't leave because you can't even do it. They can't go for a walk, some of these women.
Just go sit outside. Mm-hmm.
Maybe just start setting timers like, don't talk to me.
Yeah. You know, I had a young friend tell me that her son had given up nap time. And one thing I told her, because we did homeschool for 100 years and my kids were aged, I had four kids aged 7 and under by the time we had the fourth one. And so for my own sanity, and I think this could apply during this time or just if you're a new homeschooling family with your kids at home all the time, I didn't care if they outgrew naps. Everybody was having a quiet time every day, everybody. Yeah. And it just became part of our day. It was after lunch and, you know, your kids would be like, but I don't want to go to sleep. And I always would say, oh, you don't have to, but you do have to get into your bed with a book. 9 times out of 10, they would fall asleep because they're tired, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't expect everybody to fall asleep, but I had to have an hour every day. And we just called it rest time. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't even care. Like if you get out of your bed and like maybe play with toys quietly on the floor, as long as you're not bothering, you couldn't touch anybody else because they shared rooms and you couldn't be loud and wake up the baby. But that was just something we built in.
That's genius.
That might sound like an easy solution. Well,
sounds genius. And I would like to implement that with my college students.
And it's rest time.
It's rest time.
Or maybe like try to like have an earlier bedtime. So you do have some moments at the end of the day, if you just want to sit in front of the TV or read, things like that. So take a break.
I love that.
So I think something you're doing, Tara, you had gone back to school.
Oh my gosh.
And you know, all this, there's so many articles about start your own cooking show or whatever during COVID. And people are just kind of like, okay, that's a little overwhelming. But I think there's something to be said for learning something new and whether that looks like going back to school or something else. So talk to us about that.
It's interesting too for me because everything's online. I'm Zooming into these classes with children essentially. Mm-hmm. So I got to have like the eyelashes on.
Do you?
No, I don't care actually, but I do my hair, but I don't turn the camera on if I look a hot mess because a hot mess at 45 is a drastically different story than a hot mess at 20. So
yeah, they're like messy hair, don't care. And you're like, don't want to see this
messy bun. And I look like death, but I've noticed, and that's why I said, turn the camera on is that I'm not as engaged if I don't have my camera on. It's very easy to like pick up my phone and get on Instagram or something, so it's been interesting. I've only taken 2 classes because I thought with the Zooming, the online learning, I didn't know how I would do with that. I'm doing fine because I actually kind of like not having to be in class with a bunch of people right now.
Because you had already gone back to school before.
Yeah, COVID. I went last year in person. I took a bunch of classes and then I thought I was going to be fluent in Spanish by now and I've decided to give up on the Spanish. So I got A's, but it's not working for me. So I'm just taking classes seriously to keep myself busy. That's honestly what I'm doing. And it's been good, you guys. I'm getting A's and I'm having to stay busy because I have papers to turn in and midterms to write and all this homework to do. So instead of – and I haven't been snacking. Honestly, my people, the busier I am, the less I'm in the kitchen. It's been really good. I would recommend it. if you can. And I got a scholarship, guys, for having a kid who's under the age of 18. Like the college just gave it to me. I didn't even ask.
Do you know,
for
I just talked to another lady yesterday that said her husband was a retired military and she got some kind of a grant. Like she was going to use his
like GI Bill or something.
Yeah. And she didn't even have to touch it because they still have kids growing up. But
yeah,
he's like, she got some kind of a grant and then some sort of a military discount. So even if you think maybe you would like to go back to school or just take a class for fun, check in to see what the options are because you just never know.
But I would try it. And if all else fails, get on Instagram and learn how to knit or something.
Or YouTube. Or YouTube. There's no lack of you options.
Right. I'm telling you, there's a lot of things. So don't be like me and for 4 months do nothing.
Well, I think everybody thought it was about to end. I mean, we were like, okay, surely next month. Okay, surely next month.
This is our extended deployment, honestly.
This is true. You know what I
mean? Like, yeah. We'll all be fine in August. No. Lies.
Well, and here we are. We're going to wrap up here in just a second. Okay. So I just kind of wanted to go over. We've said find connections. Give yourself permission to take a break.
Yeah.
Learn something new. And one of the next episodes is going to be talking about schooling tips. So we're just going to say schooling doesn't have to be perfect. So give yourself some grace. We're not going to really.
Yes.
So be looking for that episode because I will have the ladies from Seasons of My Military Student coming on to talk about how to set your child up for success and like getting through all this. Yeah.
I need to listen to that one probably.
They're so good. So I think the final point I wrote this down was, and I think military spouses are good at this, is embrace the suck.
That's so
and
true.
Like there is a point where we've kind of touched on that a little bit, like we're not in control. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, you're going to have a really great story to tell.
Yeah.
And I think it really does just come back to giving yourself grace. Like, I mean, within reason, be kind to yourself.
Exactly.
If you're watching a little bit more TV than normal, or your kids are having more screen time than normal, or you've put on some pounds, like this too shall pass.
Right.
And right now we're just all doing the best we can.
We're going to make it. We'll be all right. We're going to be fine.
We're going to get through it.
We'll all be fine.
We will be fine. So I'm sure Tara is going to join me again in the future because she's always willing. And I'm so happy that you are because you always have a lot of good stuff to add and just such a great attitude towards life. So I really appreciate you joining me today.
Anytime, girl. Anytime.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. And I will talk to you next time. Goodbye. Thanks for listening to the Mill Spouse Matters podcast. Connect with me at millspousematters.com or on social media as @millspousematters. You can find my book, You Are Not Alone, Encouragement for the Heart of a Military Spouse, on Amazon and other booksellers. Love the show? Please leave a 5-star review in whatever podcast player you're listening, and then share it with someone else who could use it too. Until next time, have a great week.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.